This is K2PCB, K2PCB, testing 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4.
Audio level is slightly higher than average.
This is K2PCB, K2PCB, testing 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Is this getting any better? Is this a better position, K2PCB?
Audio level is normal.
Is this getting any better? Is this a better position, K2PCB? This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Monday morning?
Good morning, Sir Brad. Doing quite well this morning. I haven't caught up with you in a little bit. I don't think I made it in there on Friday. I did go to work, but I had a distraction in the morning. My sister called and chatted with me for my whole ride in. Happens every once in a while. She's heading on her way to work and works downtown. And we were chatting about a few things. Anyway, how was your weekend?
When Ross and I were talking, we thought maybe you decided to go into work early on Friday because we, neither one of us heard anything from you. But family's always good. You got to take care of family first. My weekend was really good. It was a 300 bird road runner on Saturday. We shot the entire event in the rain, except for one little brief spot at the last club. It decided to just sprinkle a little bit, but other than that, it was in the rain the entire time. We had the kids Saturday night, had them all morning yesterday until the early afternoon. I went to bed early last night. Go figure.
It too sounds like you had a little bit of everything and some good family time, some good personal time. Sounds like a great overall weekend. Yeah, what did we do Friday? Well, Lynn and I went out for ice cream. We did a running around on Saturday. I started working on a model for a 3D print. That was going to be time consuming. And yesterday we went out to a play. It's our second last one, I think, for this series that we have season tickets for. We had season tickets for two different theaters, and Lynn likes the second one better, the one that we just did one season. We actually have a store or two left, better than the one that we've done for the last two seasons. I like both. But we'll see. Yesterday show was okay. And, other than that, I spent a little bit of time in the garage organizing. It's a lot more. I'm being very detailed and going through containers and project bins and just sorting stuff out and tossing stuff. Stuff I've been talking about for a while now. I wonder if Jeff is back today.
It doesn't sound like he's back in. Nothing heard from him at this point. I know Ross will be joining us, maybe not for a few more minutes. It sounds like you also had a good weekend. I've got to do some more organizing. I was actually looking a little bit at that this morning on some things I can rearrange and clean some stuff up. Fallen off my program here a little bit on cleaning things up.
The big things I went through, when Lynn's son passed, we obviously acquired his toolbox, and I was going through those tools, and, just like anybody's toolbox, you end up with stuff in your toolbox that's project-related, not necessarily tool-related. So at one point, I cleaned out that toolbox and put everything in bins to sort later. So that's what I was doing. For a portion of that time was going through there, mirroring the tools that he had in there with my tools in the toolbox. If they were really, really in bad shape, tossing them out. We've got plenty of tools. There's no, I can't even see myself ever buying another, you know, wrench, socket, or screwdriver, unless it's some kind of specialty. And, yeah, going through that took a little bit of time, and going through that slowly, I found some old Xbox cables. I know Lynn was looking for those a while back from his Xbox. We couldn't find them. They were in with his tools. I don't know why. Interesting. Just doing it all slowly, but it is nice and cool out right now. And I know once it gets hot, I'm not going to want to be sitting in the garage, so I really do need to get cruising along with that project to get to a point where I'm satisfied.
Oh, I can definitely understand that. When I got a bunch of tools from my dad and Karen's dad, and I've got duplicates and sometimes triplicates of things, so I got to go through those. I'm going to end up, I found one that I'm going to hopefully end up, I won't say destroying, modifying, so I can finish a little project on the Dodge. Today, the weather's supposed to be nice. I'm going to try and get out and do some yard work. I was looking at the forecast, and tomorrow and Wednesday look like we're going to get some rain.
Well, I guess as long as you're working inside in the garage, you should be good. Of course, it, you know, makes it a little bit miserable. You can't open up the door and get the fresh air, but I guess at least you're inside. But thinking about those customized tools, it's kind of funny that, you know, you customize a tool and then you forever, or usually forever, remember what that modification was for. I know I have a couple, you know, shortened box end wrenches and such. I don't think I snapped them off. I think they were all purposely cut with a hacksaw or whatnot, and to get into some tight space. Even though they look, I can't box them. I might need that wrench in a similar situation someday. Maybe never, but at least if it's something you need while working on the Dodge, there's a chance that you might get back into the project again. But, you know, if somebody else were to take possession of your tools, would they know that? Or, oh, this is just a broken wrench.
Yeah, you're right. Unless I mark it in some way specific, yeah, no one would know that's a what it was for, other than, oh, because even part of it has been ground. Someone else had ground it, the box end, to make it a little bit thinner, which is actually going to work out really well for me. They might have, if I remember correctly, they might have even ground off the side. So, I just might end up throwing it out after I'm done. Speaking of tools, are you going to be around at lunchtime today, and I can drop off your meter, your SWR meter, and your power meter to you?
I could definitely be available today.
Cool. I will text you when I'm on my way, because I got some magazines I'm going to drop off to Eric Holton too. So I want to get that taken care of. Again, I'm trying to get clean, keeping things neater and more organized. As long as I've got time to do it, I'm trying to do that.
He parks over on our side of the building, so that should be perfect. We'll plan for that. And good morning, Jeff. Welcome back. How was your trip?
It was actually rather spectacular. We had one day of partial rain, but other than that, it was pretty flawless.
You might have had better weather than we had here. Did you get to incorporate anything else on top of your regularly scheduled events?
Nope. We left. We got there. We went to dinner, wake up, go to the range, do our thing. Went to dinner, went back to the cabins, passed out, got up, went to the range, had lunch, had dinner, went back to the cabins, passed out from exhaustion, and they ran us dry pretty good. We shoot 5 rounds, walk 100 yards, check them, walk back 100 yards. Shoot 5 rounds, walk 100 yards, check them. We did 3.8 miles the first day just checking targets. Between 5 rounds, 10 rounds, back and forth, and just doing marksmanship stuff at 100 yards. But then we went out to 200 yards and did the same thing and learned about how point of impact, point of aim, how that changes between 100 yards and 200 yards, very little.
Sounds like a lot of fun as well. Do you feel like you're continuously learning every time you have one of these classes, one of these school sessions?
Oh, absolutely. And we did that. We did building clearing, close quarters combat, so anything 25 yards and less. We did a whole bunch of stuff of that for a day and a half. And the building stuff, we cleared buildings. They had two different shoot houses. We did them with like a toy gun so everybody could watch, and then one person at a time went through. And we're kind of judged on what we did, how we did it, what our thought process was. But that's where you go and try different things, or at least work through your process. Then we had an unknown distance range, and you had, say, 15 targets, and you had to try to hit each one. And two of the guys ended up cleaning it, which means one round per target down and back. So we had to shoot 30 rounds, and they did it perfect. Then I think I missed twice overall. One of them was a target that was kind of obscured by a tree, and I hit the tree that it was obscured by and broke a branch off, which was kind of interesting. But yeah, we learned a lot. We even had a class on cleaning and taking the rifle apart. And I'd had this weapon since 1997, and learned a few new things on cleaning it, taking it apart. So it was kind of interesting. Found that I had a worn part that one of the other guys was nice enough to have, and so a whole bunch of us ended up changing out these gas rings on the piston of the bolt. And the rifles worked infinitely better after that. Some had big malfunctions. Mine didn't malfunction, but the gas rings were worn.
Yeah, it does sound like a worthwhile trip, and got some maintenance in there at the same time. I see you pulling up here. All right, I've got 6:43. We're getting close. So yeah, text me when you're getting close, Brad. I assume you'll probably contact Eric as well, and we'll meet up with you on lunch. Yeah. I don't know, I'll give you a chance to say good morning to Jeff there.
If you're going to see Brad, I brought my Nano VNA for him to play with. So if I can give that to you, you can give it to Brad, because I don't know what I'm doing for lunch.
Jeff, it sounds like you had a really good time there in Ohio. It doesn't sound like you had to roll around in much mud. Like I had to shoot all day Saturday in the rain here. So, yeah, it sounds like you learned a lot. It'd be interesting to hear more about that trip.
Well, if you're going to be at the club tomorrow night, we'll probably be holding court and telling everyone what we did, showing videos and all the fun stuff. Took a lot of videos. A lot of the video lessons we kind of made a video of it. This way we'd have it so we could teach others.
Well, I definitely plan on being down at the club tomorrow night to ring some steel. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see some of your videos. Looking forward to it.
And I'll give Travis my Nano VNA to give to you at lunchtime.
Thank you. I'll definitely give it a try on my this antenna here and my 2-meter Yagi. I'll give it a try and see how it works.
This is K2PCB. I'll see you at lunch, Brad. I want to pop out. 73 Skies. K2PCB clear.
73s, KZ2, NVM, clear.
This is KZ2GDQ, listening for any calls.